Hello everybody, it's Angel. So I really want to get weird with you guys. I really want to talk about weird ideas and thoughts that I have about making audios and writing scripts that are totally off the beaten path. But before I do that, I wanted to talk about tags, because tagging our stories as we upload them and post them on Gone Wild Audio or wherever else you post, these tags can really catch people's eyes, get more people to click on you, but also it can protect people who you don't want to turn off a listener, or you don't want to turn someone off from clicking on your stuff again if you don't appropriately tag your story. So what I mean is, obviously, at GWA, they're very strict and have very, very respectful rules about tagging things with rape or incest or underage. These are multiple other ones. And I love this community so much for how respectful they are towards those things. But never hesitate to take it a step further with your tags. Sometimes I'll be tagging things and describing my story, and I always tag it, but then once I post a Soundgasm, and I always write a little bit more in that even though sometimes it's just like, I'm done with this story, I've recorded it like 60 times and I just want to upload it so people listen to it. But I always try and write a little bit more on the description, just so people know what they're getting into. I mean, sometimes it is kind of nice to lead them into a little mystery so they can kind of be surprised at what happens. But definitely on the rare occasion I do a rape fantasy, or when I do a underage or whatever, I want people to not be triggered by anything, not be uncomfortable, and I want people to continue to listen to me. If they see my name and then see a tag that isn't for them, they're just gonna skip it. Most likely, at least this is how I work, is if I see somebody I like listening to and I see that they have a tag that isn't for me, typically it's an incest one, that's usually where that's my hard limit. Or if it's, what else? A humiliation, that's my other one. I can't do humiliation. I don't think anything of the person making it, because I know I like to try all sorts of different things. I just don't listen to that one. And it really helps your listener trust you more and want to come back and listen to you more. I don't know, I feel like that's common sense, but I like saying it anyways, just because it's really important, and it's our first little introduction, especially to new people who have never listened to you before. It's a, you know, that first appearances are the thing that matter. So anyways, okay, enough about that. But we all have our tags we don't like, and I want to talk about one I don't know that I've ever used. I didn't go back and look for sure, but I'm pretty sure I've never used this one. And it's the bestiality one. Stay with me, because we're talking about monsters. We're not talking about animals. I don't know. There's something about the danger and also the romance of having something that's a different species, but still kind of like your peer, like on an intellectual level, attracted to you. So, I mean, that's kind of hot. And maybe it's my ego that likes that. But the thought of something that isn't like me at all and has its whole own species and its own kind. So like aliens or leprechauns or whatever it might be, minotaurs or centaurs or mermaids or whatever. To think that they have their whole own species that they can pick from, but they want me. Like, there's something really sexy about that. I don't know why. It's fantasy. That's why. And there's just so many possibilities and so many places you can go. You can, you know, make it so they're in danger. or you're in danger and they're helping you. It could be a love story. It could be they're in love with you, but you're not in love with them. Or you're in love with them and they're not in love with you. I mean, there's so many ways to take it. And everyone has their own like direction that they take their stories. So those are really fun things to play with. So if you've never thought about it, a really simple list, something that has, I've noticed kind of growing, and maybe it's just in my heart that I kind of want it to grow more, is Dino Erotica, the stories about, a human and a dinosaur together. I don't know, creatively, it's just fascinating that people are interested in it, and it just makes me happy. I don't know why I don't get off to it or anything like that, but I like it. What other? Okay, so list. So dinosaurs, yetis, Bigfoot, minotaurs. Minotaurs are the half guy, half like bull head. So the bull head and the, so if you watch American Horror Story, there's a really, you'd never forget it if you saw that, but that was like a guy in a head, and oh, it's like stained in my memory. Anyways, leprechauns, what else? Extraterrestrials, so like aliens, and not just the little green, the gray guys, the little green guys, there's all sorts of different aliens to take from. Centaurs, which are kind of like in the Fantasia, where they're half human and their bottom half is a horse. Ghosts, which is so much fun. There's so much you can do with ghosts and the paranormal in general. Angels, demons, obviously. Mermaids. And I don't know that ghosts don't really count as a beast thing. Because some people, I mean, obviously that's a touchy topic and I totally understand. But there's mermaids, Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, which I'm like so trying to work up a story with that. If you don't know that the Jersey Devil, which I'm like kind of obsessed with all of this paranormal stuff. Not obsessed. I just have always been like kind of a fly to the flame when it comes to cryptozoology, which is all these random creatures. Just because it fascinates me that the people that do believe in it so strongly. And their like passion just really drives me and very interesting. But anyways, the idea of the Jersey Devil, which is just this like horse-like winged thing that like walks on two legs. But anyways, so there's a lot of ways you can take that beast tag, that bestiality tag that isn't animals. Another really fun one, if you like, if you're little, or if you're really into the daddy little girl things, is the monster under the bed. And I love the idea, and I've never really done anything with it, but the idea of, you know, the submissive, whoever, whether it's a little boy or a little girl, has a monster under her bed, their bed, his or hers, and it's taking advantage of them every night, and then in the morning, like, whether it's your daddy or your mommy, like, punishes you for, you know, playing with yourself all night, or because there's a wet spot in the bed, or you're stained your sheets, and there's just so many directions to take this bestiality, this monster thing that isn't that uncomfortable, like, animal fucking. I don't know how else to put it. Thing. So it's just a fun fantasy. So if you've been looking to do some different things or getting lost in story like fantasy, those are really fun options. And I know that in the near future I'm going to be delving into some of these ideas, and I really encourage all of you to as well. It's not for everyone. Absolutely not. It isn't. And I don't know how many of the people that listen to me will listen to any of those things. It's not going to be like a big thing I'm going to do all the time. But I do want to see where I can take it. And so I just like putting it out there and letting you guys know, don't ever be afraid to get weird. Try things. Some things go great, but you can always do something else. You're not going to make a whole bunch of people stop listening to you just because you made one thing that they're not into. So I fully support all of you in getting weird with your ideas and exploring all the different options that are out there and think outside the box. So I hope this helps. I love supporting you guys and helping you send your messages, send whether private messages or in the thread below. I really like hearing from you guys and hearing your ideas and your thoughts, and you are wonderful and I love this community so much. I'm so grateful for all of you. Thank you for clicking, thank you for listening, and thank you for supporting me, because you guys are super nice and I'm just so happy to be a part of this community. Okay, I'm done gushing about all of you wonderful people. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you all so soon. Bye.